Would you like to introduce yourselves so everyone knows your voices?
Sure, yeah, this is Johnny, and I'm from the singer of Pig Iron.
I'm Joe, I play drums.
I'm Hugh, I'm the bass guitarist in Pig Iron.
How have you found the weekend so far?
Well, we only got here today, but you know, this is our third Hard Rock Hell, so we know what to expect. And we're just loving being back. It's great to be back. Even if it's in a different site, we're not really familiar with the site yet, but it looks great, and everybody's got good reports about all the accommodation and everything, and the venue looks great, so yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, when the heat is on, it's warmer. Okay. It's warmer, which is good, because it's freezing last night.
Yes, it is absolutely freezing.
Yeah, I've heard that we didn't check if we had heaters or not.
Oh, I think we got a gas fire, so we'll be alright. We won't freeze to death.
Oh no, once it's on, it's toasted.
Okay, that's cool. Cool. That's
very
cool.
Nice.
Yeah. But we're like 12 miles down the road. But anyway, yeah, we're glad to be back. So, yeah.
So what bands are you looking forward to seeing?
I'm looking forward to seeing Testament and Graveyard. They're both on tonight. And unfortunately, we're not going to be able to see a massive amount of bands tomorrow because we've got to kind of head back down south. But, you know, I'd like to see everybody, really.
Yeah, the lineup's pretty amazing.
It's a great lineup.
Overall, and yeah, we obviously missed a lot of stuff yesterday. And we've missed a lot of stuff this afternoon just doing this. But, I'm going to go and try and catch a bit of Dogs No More and Ugly Kid Joe as well. There's some stuff on the second stage.
Of course. Yeah, Graveyard are on tonight. I think they've got the Graveyard slot.
We missed Cauldron.
No, I think Cauldron. No, we're going to go see Cauldron. And some friends of ours who are just about to walk past us, 12 Bore, they're playing tonight as well. They're very good. And tomorrow, I can't remember who's on tomorrow, but we're not going to be able to see everyone tomorrow because we've got to drive back to London. As long as it's not snowing, that is.
Yeah, if we don't get snowed in. But yeah.
Snowed in.
The jokes just keep coming and coming and coming, don't they?
Sure. It's terrible.
It's because we haven't had any beers yet, that's what it is.
So after this, you're just going to go off and relax and drink?
Relax a little, yeah. Not too much, because obviously we're on
The last time we did this, we drank through the whole of the interviews, and I think they've subsequently banned drinking during interviews. And
it's
I
our
think
fault.
I now I know why, but...
So it's your fault that they banned drinking?
Possibly. I think it's Rocky Shades' fault, but remains to be seen.
He's our friend in Wildside Riot, so they play today on the main stage.
And he's obviously enjoyed himself.
Yeah, he's had a few little drinky winkies. But yeah, so
he's enjoyed himself enough for everybody.
We're not going to go too hard tonight because we're first on tomorrow on the main stage. So mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got to be on it tomorrow.
Level head.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than being totally, I'm sure, hungover and just going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like last time.
Like last time. Yeah.
Well, one of my questions I am asking everyone is, what is your most embarrassing moment so far on stage? So would that be yours?
Ooh, on stage.
Last Hard Rock Hell I almost threw up. That's because of the really bad hangover I had from staying up to 4 o'clock the previous night. But, it's not really embarrassing though.
It was.
I wasn't sick. It would have been slightly embarrassing if I had been sick.
I was. It wasn't an embarrassing incident.
Was it a stick dropping incident, Joe?
Well, that's happened to quite a lot, so it doesn't really matter. But and I cover it quite well. I get embarrassed by that.
You can make it part of the act.
You can make it part of the act. But when we did the first Hard Rock Hell and the what were they called, the sexy dancers?
Oh, it's Georgina Bailey and the Satanic Sluts.
Yeah. Satanic Sluts.
We're dancing
that's
on stage.
The one.
Yes, they got up and danced on stage with us for one of our last tracks, and I didn't really know what to expect. And then, they were sort of, because obviously...
Shaking their booty.
They were in front of me.
Yeah.
And one of them...
Was your eyes at butt level, Joe?
Yeah, and
is
one of them
bent
over, and I almost dropped both sticks at once. And then I was really flushed. I got really... I get quite embarrassed by things like that. So, I could feel myself going... increasingly red, trying to play drums. And
I was kind of jealous I wasn't at kind of Joe's eyes, really.
But yeah, because they were kind of cool, in a line with you, but obviously because I sit at the back, they were kind of directly in front of me. And I'm sure they look great from the front, but it looked awesome from behind.
Yeah.
So I can't think of any embarrassing moments.
I didn't see any of it.
In music, if you make one mistake, it's a mistake. You make it twice and it's jazz. So...
Yeah, I don't know if there's been any really embarrassing moments for me, apart from maybe one gig I can remember where I I couldn't. I put my harmonica down on the speaker or something like that, and it just kind of like rumbled off the speaker and fell down behind the speaker or something. So I was like, couldn't find my harmonica for like 10 minutes.
We refer to that as harmonica gate, don't we?
Yeah.
We don't tend to talk about that.
That kind of thing just looks really, it's really amateur and embarrassing.
There was that Johnny time your trousers just came down. And there was that. No,
I once dropped the spectrum.
Last week, actually, last week we played in Cambridge. And,
we're not really easily embarrassed. We're sort of four alcoholics who kind of get away with doing this. And,
speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you're not getting away with it.
Yeah. Three alcoholics and an alcoholic in denial who think they're getting away with that. But,
last week I got told by a friend of ours who was in the audience. Yeah. She said, I came off stage at the end and she said, you know that thing where you're doing with your leg? Don't do it. And I was like, why? She said, because you can kind of
jiggle too much.
Yeah, you're jiggling your bits a bit too much. And then I was like, oh, right, okay, yeah. I won't do that. So, yeah.
Dude, we should sell that. You should wear tighter jeans and you should do that.
I think
it
you should
be part of the shtick.
A Robert Plant.
I think you should swap trousers with the guys from Cauldron.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wouldn't fit into them. They're so skinny.
Oh, they're stretchy. That's got lycra in those jeans. You're telling me that's not lycra?
No, they're very skinny.
Anyway. Yeah, so no, desperately, other than the drum
really.
Jiggling.
Yeah.
I do hate it when Johnny's penis moves around on the stage. For certain girls in the audience, they get kind of, I don't know, how would you describe it? Annoyed, I guess, is the only way.
That's not normally the case.
Not even around.
Stage, is it?
Annoyed.
I remember watching. I remember watching the song "Remains the Same" on video when I was about 15 or 16.
This
is amazing. And my mum's great. She's got a fantastic way for cutting everything down. She walked through the room, stopped, goes, "If his penis is that small, why does he wear underpants?" And then walked off. So I fair enough.
Yeah. No, I remember my girlfriend at the time was quite shocked at the brazen
underpants
way that he would just kind of wear his tackle out like
can
that.
Can we change the subject from men's penis? So
yeah. By the way,
Johnny's or otherwise.
We don't want to be known as Big Iron, the three swordsmen.
Penis.
And Dan. Dan, who's not here. I'm
Dan's
here
gone to the pub. It's not even a pub locally, he's gone to a pub about 8 miles away.
Yeah.
Dan's like a lovely guitarist.
He was here until a few minutes ago, but he's sorting himself out.
We'll move on.
Yeah.
Next question.
Okay, your new album, Big Iron 6.
That's
four.
That's in two
four.
Hours'
four.
Time.
The other way around. Yeah.
Dyslexic,
yeah.
Sorry.
We could be like Chicago and just call every album like Big Iron 35 and Big Iron 2.
Well, at least people.